What is going on? This is Giant Nomad, and it's been a while since I produced a podcast episode. I've been going through a lot of things. I've been choosing a lot of life choices to stay off social media and not really post too many things. But I want to also give you guys an update of what's going on in my life. I've been having a lot of private DM messages, people asking me, hey, where you at? What's going on? What you doing? So I guess here it goes. I am going to school full time. I've decided to change my career path and really focus on doing something that's more meaningful to me. I've always chased after the titles of, you know, corporate America, always chased after the money. Like they always say, go after the bag, get the bag, get the bag, get the bag. But they never really talk about how you do something else and really to be happy with your work. At 45 years old, I'm deciding to go to university. Right? I'm going to go for my associate's degree and become a radiation therapist. I'm ecstatic. I'm happy. Don't give a fuck what anyone says or thinks about my transition. But that's what I'm going after right now. And I'm ecstatic to keep you guys updated on what's going on and the stresses of going to school at this age and things like that. But it also shows that, you know, it's age isn't nothing. Age is just the number of seasons you've been on this planet for. And that's it. You can do anything at any time. But it does take sacrifice. And, you know, I have a great support system, which is my fucking wife, which she is just amazing. Lovely. I love you to death. You are my heart, my soulmate, my best friend. My regular friends, my lover, everything. You are everything to me. And without your support and kind words and just motivation, inspiration from you, this wouldn't have really been possible for me to go. She's an amazing woman that has gone through so many things in her own personal life. And the accolades that she has achieved now is just awe-inspiring. I tell her all the time, she needs to write her book because it's a great fucking story. But thank you, baby. I love you to death. Hope one day you hear this episode, you know, and understand how much I appreciate you and the level of gratitude I have for having you in my life. You're just simply fucking amazing. There's no other words behind it. Now, it wasn't an easy decision. It took the summertime to really come up with this particular choice in the medical field. I looked at everything. Time was one thing as well. Also, let's put the, you know, even though I was talking shit about chasing the bag, let's be honest here. I also need to fucking make a certain amount of money. Inflation is what it is. I have a family of five. So, like, you know, I'm not going to go after something for 2 years to pay me $30,000 a fucking year when I was making that without a fucking degree. You know, I was making more than that without a degree. So this definitely puts me in the six-figure range, which is fantastic. It's going to keep me motivated and interested, especially since there's so many different areas I can continue to specialize in the medical field. It's so vast. Very much so like, you know, like tech. Tech is so vast, you can go into so many different things. And I do have a lot of, you know, people have asked me, why didn't I choose tech? And I actually looked into going to maybe to cloud computing, AWS, Azure. I was looking into that. I was also looking into cybersecurity because that's the hottest thing on the market right now. And I was teaching myself how to code Python. And as much as it interests me on a personal level, I didn't see myself really enjoying it at a job level, career level. You know, doing projects for myself, I enjoy. Building simple things, I enjoy, but to do that at a level and have a continuous interest in it outside of the money wasn't really clicking with me. And for me to operate, I got to be interested in it. If I'm not interested in it, I'm not gonna continue to thrive in it. That's just how I operate. So when I looked at the medical field, it just made sense. It just fit. and I looked into nursing because, you know, I was, yeah, why don't you go to nursing? Do you want nursing? Liked nursing. I didn't feel it was a good fit for me, though. Looked into some other areas as well, and I bumped into a radiation therapist, and it was like, wow, this is the science, definitely, you know, I gravitated to, like, you know, there's physics involved and things like that. So it's crazy dope. And then, of course, there's a part of, you know, where the emotional side of it, dealing with your patient that you'll be providing the radiation treatment to, and, you know, witnessing the kind of their last chance, right? It's like they're hoping the radiation works to get them through, you know, for the rest of their life. And sometimes that does work where they get to ring the bell, and sometimes it doesn't. And my wife had asked me, you know, do you think you're emotionally strong to do that? And I think growing up in Brooklyn in the hood, you know, dealing with so much shit around you as far as death and, you know, people getting their ass beat and whipped. Not that I'm not going to be empathetic or sympathetic to these folks, but I think I know how to cut my emotions off because of how I was raised. But at the same time, too, at this age, I'm trying to reconnect with my emotions because I shut them off for so fucking long. I think every man does that just to protect themselves. And it's not something that I want to continue doing. I want to be a little more sensitive in the sense I want to feel what other people are feeling, to get a better understanding and be a better partner for my wife, be a better father to my kids, you know, be a better brother, you know, to my sisters and things of that nature. You know, I think if you become too insensitive, too cold, too hard, you just are not connecting at the level that you need to connect with people. And that's where I'm at right now. So I encourage you, no matter what age you are, to go after your career path. You know, not just a job, your career, what you're passionate about. Not everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. Not everybody can be an entrepreneur. And that's fine. And as much as I would like to probably have a business, I think I really want to do this more, you know? If I find myself, you know, thriving in this particular career path and it leads me to a business path, then I would definitely embrace it. I am going to start putting out more, you know, episodes out. I'm going to go once a week because, you know, my schedule's going to be tough with, you know, with schooling and stuff like that. So look forward to having a once a week podcast again for me. I'm not sure I'm going to go back to having interviews as of yet. I may just focus on, you know, the current events of things that's happening for myself and what's going on, a kind of a recap of what's going on in the world, and just go from there. And if I do get a guest, it's going to be very on purpose and make sure the message is there for all of you out there who's listening. And, you know, the purpose of this was really to just tell other people my age. Like I said, I'm 45, and there's no reason for you not to go after your shit. You know, I have adult kids, and I have, you know, young kids, and it is tough. It's not easy. But at the same time, if you want to progress, you want to ensure that you have a good long life, you got to make short-term sacrifices for long-term successes. And sacrificing the next 2 years is definitely a short-term sacrifice on purpose. As many times we sacrifice shit, not on purpose, right? We just sacrifice because it's the fucking nature of the beast of surviving. But no more surviving tactics. You know, survive when you need to. It's more about thriving and living. And you want to live and thrive. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to be fucking filthy rich. But you want to be able to control your time. And I feel the past five years, maybe even decade, I have not really controlled my time with my career choices, with my just everyday choices. And that's something I don't want to compromise anymore. So I am going to, you know, like I said, sacrifice the next 2 years where my time will be, you know, compromised. It will be all in for schooling. But going forward, is this going to be my time again, giving back to my family that I want to be around with? And then, of course, making a few bucks to enjoy life too, right? To not have to really worry about, you know, paying this bill, that bill, or the third, or, you know, just going out and not having to cut my pennies all the time. So that's where I'm at in my life. That's where Giant Nomad's at. And I'm still writing my poetry book. So you can look forward to seeing Therapy come out in January. That'll be my third poetry book in 3 years. I'm still going to continue writing because that's my passion, my love. I am going to start probably working on my novel going into next year and continue writing and then having a blast with it. And that's, you know, you got to have one or two things that you just love to do and do it, not just for money, but just because you love to do it. And if my writing one day can make me money, fantastic. You know, it doesn't mean I'm going to ignore it because it doesn't make me any money. It's a hobby for me right now. And once it starts making me some dollars and cents, that changes things. It's not a hobby anymore. But I can't wait to really start my new career as well. Learning something new. I've always been one that always pride myself on my education, going through certifications and learning and keep myself abreast to the times and not becoming a dinosaur, which at 45 years old with how the times are moving right now, you can really become a dinosaur real quick. You can really fall out of touch with what skill set you may need to go forward and continue your career in this world that's moving so fucking fast now. You know, we are in the future, people. We have to start acting like it. And your skill set has to start matching that. So I encourage anyone and everyone to go after your a new skill. Challenge yourself, whether that's going back to a university or that's, you know, just getting a fucking certification or even getting a diploma in something. Is needed, is warranted. That way you don't feel out of place. That way you can feel like you're still thriving. That way you can see yourself, you know, moving with the rest of the cattle, not falling behind. Well, that's all I got for you guys. I want to keep this short and sweet. And look forward to the next episode next week. Peace out.